Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. Strap yourself in for our quick quiz with me, your host, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can decide how this game is played. Do it by yourself, with or against friends. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2001, man or woman, and 90s slow jams. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Now, I love to see everyone that plays this game all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think about a particular question or clue. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're going back to the year 2001. It was a time when Michael Jordan had just scored his 30,000th point, and Apple first announced a new service we hadn't heard of called iTunes. We have 5 questions for you, all about the music news from the year 2001. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. In April 2001, Pink, Christina Aguilera, Maya, and Lil Kim came together to release which number one hit single? Question 2. In February 2001, Manic Street Preachers became the first major Western band to perform in which island nation? Question 3. In March 2001, which virtual band released their debut self-titled album to much success? Question 4. In September 2001, which pop singer married her backup dancer, Chris Judd, in a marriage that would only last 9 months? Question 5. In October 2001, the first edition of which compilation CD series was released that sanitizes popular songs for children? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is man or woman. We have 5 clues for you all about hit songs that either have the word man or the word woman somewhere in their title. For example, a song could be called something like Woman of the Year or The Man of My Dreams. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. The lyrics of this 2012 Bruno Mars hit were later responded to in the song Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Question 7. This 1991 track by Crystal Waters was not only a club hit at the time, it has been sampled in over 100 songs since. Question 8. Barbara Streisand hit number 1 in 1980 with this track, her signature song penned by the Bee Gees. Question 9. Nelly Furtado may have sounded somewhat like a cannibal on this 2006 hit single. Question 10. This 1972 hit by Helen Reddy served as an anthem for the feminist movement and won her a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 90s slow jams. You're going to hear snippets of some of the biggest hits of the 1990s. However, they have been substantially slowed down. For each song, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and another point if you can correctly guess the artist. Now, let's have a listen to those hits. Question 11. Question 12. I was shaking up the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the ladies want to come. You better. Question 13. Question 14. I want to stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the sea. Question 15. That's all our rounds complete today. We'll be right back after this little break to reveal all of the answers. And we are back. There is no need to hold your breath any longer. Let's start with the answers of the year 2001. Question 1. Lady Marmalade. The cover was released in support of the film Moulin Rouge. Question 2. Cuba. The band even met with then-leader Fidel Castro, who attended their gig. Question 3. Gorillas. The band consisted of four animated characters. Question 4. Jennifer Lopez. Question 5. Kids Bop. It was the first of 40 editions of Kids Bop compilations, all of which re-recorded popular songs with child-friendly lyrics. Continuing on to round two, Man or Woman, you received clues about five songs that all mention either the word man or the word woman in their song title. The correct answers are... Question 6. When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. Question 7. Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters. Question 8. Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand. Question 9. Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. And question 10. I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. For our final round today, we played you clips of some big 90s hits, but they were much slower than normal. Remember, there is one point available for a correct song title, and another point if you knew the artist who performed the song. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, Macarena by Los Del Rio. Question 12, Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Question 13, Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Question 14, Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. And question 15 was Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support our show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.